Excuse me, 719, Lubbock's First News, Tom and Laura. There is a program that is based out of Texas Tech University. It's commonly known as OLLI, O-L-L-I. Now, if you'd like to follow along in your hymnal, and you're on your computer, go to Google, and you can just go type in O-L-L-I, Texas Tech, and it'll pop up. Now, what OLLI stands for, it's an acronym for Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. And director of the programs in the house with us, Emma Carrasco. Welcome. How are you?
Good morning. This is a great day to be with you today.
Thanks for coming in to tell us about this. This is really important information for people over 50. Tell us about your program.
Yes, it's a membership-based organization at Texas Tech that's been around since 2002. And you just are not going to believe what all we can offer. We have short credit classes in almost every category you can think of, taught by primarily current or retired tech faculty. We have classes in geography, art, film, economics, painting, science, geography, and tours. We just have so much for people to choose from, and they're all designed for people age 50 and older. And we call it no tests, no grades, no papers, just stimulated learning.
That's my kind
Love
of class.
It. Yeah.
For sure. Okay, this is interesting. I'm on the OLLI website.
Uh-huh. It
says the mission of the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at Texas Tech University is to provide enjoyable and stimulating non-credit learning and cultural opportunities for members. I mean, here's the thing. If you want to be in the loop, and you want the opportunity. A lot of people, and really, I guess what this is a fantastic opportunity because, you know, when you get older, people still have interest, you know, and they're,
well, of course.
And people are smart, but a lot of times you don't want to go somewhere and, you know, tolerate the younger people in classes because, you know, your interest levels are just not commingling very well. So these are people that are serious about, and when I say serious, this isn't like a thing I'm sure where people, you know, get wheeled in a straitjacket and it's like, here, take notes, boys and girls. But it's really kind of neat, you know, like you're talking about the art classes. Are these like art history classes, hands-on?
Yes, we have a variety of art classes. We have some that are actual painting classes, learning how to paint with watercolors or ink. And then we all do have a lot of art history classes where professors will present on a subject that they know about from Tech or that they've published a book on. So there's a big variety. And these classes are all short term. For mm-hmm. example, you might have anywhere from one session to three or four sessions. Example, maybe three consecutive Mondays in a row. But Colin's talking about some of these classes. It makes you want to learn about something that maybe you were afraid of or intimidated by when you were in college or in other school venues. And so this allows you to come and be in a friendly environment with other people in this age group and also learn without the worry of, are you going to pass? Do you have to study? Do you have to buy a textbook? We don't have any of that. And also on that, we really want to invite the public. We're having a kickoff for our fall semester on August 21st. It'll be at 5:30 at the McKenzie Merkitt Alumni Center. We're going to have a wonderful meal. You'll get to meet a lot of the instructors. You'll get to hear about a lot of the actual classes. And you'll get to meet a lot of the other OLLIs here in our community. We have about 500 members right now in Lubbock, and we are a membership-based organization. And they're all like you. They all want to continue learning some fashion or form. And we really want to invite people to come and join us. It's going to be a fun day of entertainment and giveaways and education.
The thing is I know this is August 21st, and I know what you're thinking. You're like going, well, why are you on here talking about it now? Because you're going to hear more about this program, and we're going to tell you about some of the things that in the classes that are coming up. But this is important stuff. Some of the things they have coming up in September, Laura, in these classes, spot check. What's that spot? Okay, can you guess what that's about? Okay, it's going to be in a TTUHSC academic classroom, so that's probably dermatology related. Mm-hmm. You know, when you get a little bit older, you know, you start having these things show up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you wonder if is it an age spot or is it cancer? You know, or something that needs to be looked at. It's important stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then you were flipping through some of the programming and stuff. Texas Beer Tasting, Monday, September 22. Mm-hmm. Nature Photography. This is some of these. The titles are really interesting. Fleas, Flies, and Fascists: Lessons from International Medical Relief Corps.
That's interesting.
Watercolor drawing, and this is a beginning class.
Mm-hmm.
One-on-one with Tim Collins. That's going to be at Skyview's restaurant. And then they also have a computer series on digital photos, too. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah. So, Reader's Circle, square dancing, letterpress printing.
Now, I know about letterpress printing. I worked in a print shop and ran a letterpress when I was in high school.
Okay, here's another aspect that I really like. A lot of people who are older, it's really hard to buy a gift for Christmas or their birthday.
Oh, yeah.
You've got an idea for that.
That's an awesome suggestion. Thanks, Laura. Yes, we offer gift cards that you can buy a membership or a class for a friend or someone that just is special to you. And we definitely honor that and allow them to come and attend the class with us. We really need to bring the word out. Bring your friends. Come out and learn about us. It's almost like a little secret, but it's not.
Yeah. Now, what's the cost of a membership?
A membership could be anywhere from $32 to $45 per person. We have an individual membership, or you can join with two people, does not have to be related, and you can get a discount.
Oh, okay.
And that covers you for two semesters, the fall and spring semester.
Okay. And then each class, there's a charge for each class that you decide to take.
Yes, a very small minimal fee. Some of our class fees are as low as $15 and some are as high as $70 if there's art supplies or food involved. For example, the Texas Beer Tasting class. Of course, it's going to be a little bit higher. I think it's $36, but that includes the liquor and also lots of food pairings by Skyviews.
Okay. All right. So it just kind of varies, but it's all very affordable.
Oh, very affordable. It's less than what you would spend on a meal on a weekend.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, what a great idea. I love the gift card idea. That's if you have someone that maybe doesn't get out a whole lot, but you think they might enjoy doing this. It's a way to make new friends, meet new people, and learn things.
Very much so, yes. And also to be in a safe group environment. I know sometimes there are people that no longer have a spouse, and this allows you to come and be with a group, learn together, make friends, start to socialize, and become an Ollie, which is what we want you to do. Become an Ollie for a very, very long time. And also, our catalog is coming out in mid-August. So if anyone wants a catalog, you can call our office at 742-6554 or look us up on our website and send us an email, and we'll make sure you get one right away to see all our offerings.
Give us the details one more time on the membership drive.
The membership drive will be on August 21st from 5:30 till 7 at the McKenzie Merkitt Alumni Center. We are administered and housed by the Texas Tech Alumni Association, so we'll be holding it there. And we really expect a large turnout. We usually have about 300 that come, so we want everyone to come with us.
Sounds good.
Hey, Laura, some more of these class titles that I was looking at on the Ollie website. Investing, Nutrition and Bone Health, Inequality and Economy. They've also got something that's going on.
Even navigating health information. That's a big one right now.
Historic Church in Umbarger is one of the topics. But anyway,
thanks for coming in and telling us about
this. We're going to also have some of the Ollie professors, the teachers, coming in later.
Good.